bells ring. Are you listening in the lane?
All right. Paul from Gilbert was able to get on just before the break. Let's bring Paul back up. Paul has a ranch-style home that he would like to put an L-shaped addition on. We call that a hip addition. So what we're going to do in this ranch-style home that has an 8-foot ceiling, Paul wants a higher ceiling in the addition. The only way we can get a higher ceiling is either go with a scissor truss and lay the plates at 8 foot, and the center of the room will be higher, but the outside walls will still be at 8 foot. The other way we do it is we raise the ridge line of the roof. And Paul, if you stand at the front of your house and you picture this addition, the ridge line will come in and it will end, let's say, 2 feet higher than your existing ridge line. There's a couple ways we can address that. We can take the addition ridge line out over your existing roof and put a dormer in there, and that hides it perfectly. The other way we can do it is simply extend a portion of your roof up to the new ridge line and cover it in roofing material to match. The other way we do it is with a clear story separation, where lots of times we'll go in there and put some windows in there. So it's easy to do. There's multiple ways of doing it, and it would give you that new higher ceiling line in the roof. Can you picture all of that? I don't think yes, we sir. Have. You can picture all that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
If you'd like, you could take pictures of your house. Take pictures of the outside of your house. I'll download it into my 3D sketching software, and I'll draw the room addition for you and shoot it back to you so you can get an idea of what it'll look like.
Thank you.
Just send it to rosie.r@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, I've got a wedding for my baby daughter on Monday and Christmas on Wednesday and family and friends and relatives in town for the next 10 days. So don't hold my head underwater waiting for it. I'll get to it, but it'll probably be the first week of the new year, okay?
Oh, that'd be fine, sir. And can I do a shout-out?
Yeah.
I had some roofing done by Pinnacle.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Did exactly like you said. I had two new HVACs installed in my house by Integrity. Works fantastic. And I had Todd Whittaker drywall do a bunch of work in the house. Fantastic. Zero problems. Everything came out as they said. And I thank you for recommending them.
And Paul just listed off three of the Rosie certified and approved service providers you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. Paul, thank you for the shout out. We appreciate that. We go through a lot of trouble screening. We're not the biggest referral network, but Tucson homeowners and Phoenix homeowners have voted us the most reliable referral network of any that exist, both local and national. We're the oldest referral network. We go back almost to the very date of our first radio broadcast 30 years ago. But there's been a lot of copycats come in and try and do what we do. Thank you for the shout out, Paul. Thank you for the Tucsonans and the Phoenicians that have recognized the value of that referral network. Rosie on thehouse.com. You want something done? Friends don't let friends use anybody else but Rosie on thehouse.com.
And we've got a gentleman by the name of Chuck who would like a little work done, an adobe addition and a patio fireplace. He's texted in. You know, if you're looking for a referral, just make sure you give us the zip code so we can tie in the closest contractor to your home, castle, or cabin, or the best one nearest to you. So if you're looking for one, make sure you include your zip code, and that's all we ask for. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com and you select certified partners, you get a couple options that display. The first one says, find a certified contractor. We don't save any of the data. It's just zip code, select your category, boom, there's your options. So we want it to be easy. I don't like going someplace
perfectly free
that I'm like that I'm trying to get some information and I get data mined. So we're not going to do that to you. You know, I hate checking out at the gas station or a grocery store and you've got to answer 50 bajillion questions just to finish your transaction. A perfect excuse for paying cash and you don't have to deal with that silly little electronic nuisance that's just doing nothing but mining your data and selling it to get you spammed and more advertisements later. So we're not going to do that to you.
When we get back, we're going to be talking about our tip of the week, and that's preparing for the holiday parties. We want to give you things to think about as you are entertaining this holiday season. And as I was there in my kitchen the other night thinking about this tip, I was working at the kitchen sink, and I noticed that my faucet wasn't sliding, pivoting as easy as it could be. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a few minutes. I'm going to rebuild this thing. I'm going to rebuild it from beginning to end. One of the most used appliances you have in your house, the kitchen faucet. Let me take you through a six-step overhaul that you can all do easily at your own home when we get back.